This is The View from Pluto. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz, IdeaStream Public Media. The Browns open the season on Sunday against Cincinnati with a revamped roster led by quarterback Deshaun Watson. I talked with our sports commentator Terry Pluto about the high expectations for the team and high stakes for coach Kevin Stefanski.
Usually it works like this in the NFL. When you've had a couple of losing seasons, as Stefanski did, if they decide to keep you, you change some coordinators. They brought in Jim Schwartz to be the defensive coordinator, and then Bubba Ventrone to be the special teams coach. Now, Kevin Stefanski himself, with a guy named Alex Van Pelt, they're in charge of the offense. This is like, we'll change some coordinators, see how it goes. And then, frankly, if it doesn't go very well, you're next, as in terms of the head coach. You're out. So this is a make-or-break year, I think, for Stefanski in Cleveland.
Okay. How did you like what you saw from this team preparing to start the season with Deshaun Watson? Last season, he sat out 11 games. How did you like how you saw them prepare?
It seemed fine, Amanda, but it's so hard. And we even did a commentary a few weeks ago about, I don't know how they're supposed to prepare for the regular season, but they don't want to play the starters. And then, for example, they did play the starters a little bit in their last game against Kansas City. One of their best players, Denzel Ward, suffered a concussion. I can tell you the roster's good. This is a winning team roster. It's a playoff caliber roster. Not just because of Deshaun Watson, but you know, Nick Chubb, Myles Garrett. They brought in a guy named Darius Smith, who's a very good pass rusher. They did play more the defensive guys than the offensive guys, and that to me looked very impressive. They changed a lot of their strategy around. They're looking more aggressive. So that's something to watch.
What about Deshaun Watson? There's pressure on him to deliver. What are you expecting from him?
I thought Deshaun made a mistake when he came out about a week and a half ago and said, when we play Cincinnati, you'll see fireworks. That was a bad idea to say that because it's the first game of the season. In fact, those of you who like to wager in these things, I can tell you a lot of, I don't bet, but I've talked to some folks that this is what they do. They say the first week is a very dangerous time to bet on games because you don't know what you're going to get. For the same reason I said, it's hard to calibrate whether you're looking statistically or whatever, how these teams are going to play in that first game. So to say you're going to have fireworks in their first game, Deshaun, I'm like, don't do that. You're raising expectations too high. My sense is that he could be pretty good early on, and then we'll see what happens after that. What I want to see is how's he playing in week number 8, week number 12, you know, up to game 17. Will he be improving? Will the offense be growing with him?
All right, are you making a prediction on the season?
Well, I've been going back and forth. Remember, they play 17 games. In 2020, Kevin Stefanski's first year, they went 11-5. They were the big surprise team in the NFL. Then the next year, they went 8-9. Then last year, they went 7-10. You don't like how this is trending. Now remember, they play in the toughest division in the NFL. Cincinnati is really good. Baltimore is really good. And Pittsburgh, people never think is that good. They're never bad. So those are six games right there that are pretty hard to play. I keep going between 9-8 and 10-7. If it's 9-8, that might get a bunch of people fired. I would love to see them go a minimum. I'll go a 10-7. And whether they make the playoffs or not, I don't know if that's good enough. To me, that would be a good season, especially if you see Watson growing in that. So that they can come back with the kind of your same coaching staff next year and continue to grow from there. And if they're less than 10-7, Amanda, I don't want to think about it. But you have to win, I would say, a minimum of 10 games, if I were running the Browns, for Kevin Stefanski to keep his job. I would allow Andrew Berry, the GM, to remain and keep working on the roster and just work on the coaching staff. But hopefully we're not in that point where people are disappearing from a training facility at Berea. We're not talking about who's going to get fired and who's going to stay. But Amanda, minimum 10 wins. That's what I expect from this team.
Terry, thanks.
You're welcome, Amanda.
That's IdeaStream Public Media commentator Terry Pluto, who joins us Wednesdays to talk sports.